I'm Sam Boder. I'm a senior here, and I'm a painting major.
You have work that's going to be in an exhibit at Marshall University.
This is their fifth annual National Juried Exhibition, and so it hasn't been going on very long, but it is a national exhibition, so they accept entries from people all over the country.
That must be exciting.
It was. It was a nice accomplishment, and there's going to be all different media from artists all over the country.
What painting did you submit?
It was a painting from my senior show at West Virginia State University last semester. So I already have a bachelor's degree in the arts, and so I have come to Shepherd to finish the fine arts program to receive my bachelor's in fine arts. So I'm doing everything a little bit backwards. So I've already had a senior show, which was in the spring, in Dunbar, West Virginia. And it was a painting from my senior show.
And why is getting in a show like this, what does that do as far as your career or what you hope to do in your future?
What the perk is for being in a juried exhibition is the institution will bring somebody from the art world in to actually juror the works and actually pick the works. So they'll bring in curators from museums, which in this case was the new director of the Huntington Museum of Art. And they go through all the submissions and they pick what goes in the show. So what makes it important is it's kind of the executive person in the art world is pretty much saying that your work is up to a certain standard. And then another big thing about juried shows is they'll choose other artists who are established, like the person I know. And so you're showing work, me as an emerging artist, shows work alongside people who have already established themselves as artists. So there might be a certain group of people who go to this show to see a couple artists in particular and might stumble across somebody they'd never heard of before and will kind of start to follow them. So that's kind of the importance of juried shows, is getting your name out there with other established artists.
Talk about the piece that is showing down there. You mentioned when you made it, mm-hmm. but what is it, and what is it a picture of, and how did you do it? Is it a print?
It is a painting. I was focusing on identity at the time, and I liked to use the analogy of an onion as somebody's identity. You peel back layers, and there's always going to be something else underneath. So I liked the idea of like layering identity or things that people can identify with. So this particular painting is a figure, but it's really three figures kind of superimposed on top of each other, all with expressive gestures, kind of insinuating emotions.
And is it a painting of anyone in particular?
It is actually me. I used myself as a reference photo. I work from reference photos. And I needed to be able to photograph the subject a bunch of different times in a bunch of different positions, so I figured it would be easy if I took myself and kind of thought about what my layers of identity are.
So, does it tell us a little bit about you?
I think so. It's supposed to be subjective, so I didn't have any one or multiple things in mind when I was painting it or choosing the composition, but I do like the idea of it being subjective and that it means different people different things to different people.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of painting is it? Oil, acrylic?
It is an oil painting, yes. Okay. It's a technique called glazing, where you really just lay down transparent layers of paint. So I had built up 40, 50 layers of paint, just kind of building up the layers to give it more depth and make it not quite so flat. Mm-hmm. And that particular painting was one in a series of three. I did it as a triptych, and I actually sold the middle painting during my senior show